Continuously Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Mark Roddenberry from Estacado Credit Union. How are you, Mark?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you for asking.
You are welcome.
I'm excited to be out here and actually get to talk this time. I talked so much last time, they said, you might as well come speak.
You did. Wow. And you spoke about conversions from a smaller credit union's perspective.
Yes.
Cool. So give us a little overview.
Different. Yeah. Mainly, it's credit unions don't have the staffing. Where a large credit union might have a whole lot of people work on a conversion.
Yep.
We had 5 or 6 people, they call SMEs, the subject matter experts, but that was all our managers.
Oh, really?
So it's like you can't have everybody in charge gone to train at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have to kind of like divvy it up. You know, you go to this, I go to that. And so it's a much different perspective. I've done, this was my 8th conversion.
Oh, I remember you telling me this last
so,
week. You are a.
It was really easy
for me,
and so I was very happy with Correlation. That's why I'm here today, and so I'm hoping to share some insight. I take a lot better notes this time. I guess as I got older, I got a little better at keeping track of things.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can share with some other people that are thinking of doing the same thing.
Well, share some insights with us, if you will. I mean, just a couple of notes. You don't have to go into great detail because these interviews aren't very long. But give us a couple of couple of suggestions out there that people can use.
Well, I always start off with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Let's do it.
Right? And so what that means is that you ask the staff, what do you like about the old system? What do you dislike about the system? And what do you hate and you must change, or the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Right now.
You know, what can make the biggest difference? And then we actually sit down as a management team, and I got everybody involved, including the board, the staff, the managers, everybody put in input. We put it all together. And we sat down and said, these are things we want, and these are things we need. And so we wrote our RFP for the first time, request for proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We actually put it in there. This is what we really want.
Good for you.
And this is what we need.
Right on.
And we're gonna just tell you up front, and along with what we're doing now. And we sent that out to people. And I said, well, at least they may think we're crazy, but at least they'll have some clue about what we're thinking.
Mark, that's clarity. You're getting everything right up front, so that's a bonus right there, for
well,
sure.
Well, having to survive so many of them, I've learned the good and the bad, really bad. So I've had some really bad conversions, and I've had a couple good ones, and so hopefully some of my insight will help.
So have you guys converted to Keystone yet, or are you,
about a year and a half ago.
Okay, I got it. So how did that process go?
It went pretty good.
Yeah.
It was really interesting because I thought I had done every type conversion possible. And then we did fully remote.
Oh, you were one of the fully remote ones.
And other than the demo, the person came out and did the demo. That was the only person at Correlation I had met in person.
Really?
Through the whole conversion process.
Oh my gosh.
Conversion day, there was nobody on site. We did everything from call in there.
Isn't that amazing?
So we had to be extremely well prepared. And in my class, I talk about preparing ahead, making sure you get everybody involved, all hands on deck. You know, this is not one of my subjects for today is going to be, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you don't just run like crazy the first mile and collapse. You know, you got to make it through the whole thing.
Right, pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself. So you were you were one of the first ones to go through the remote conversion.
I think we were in the first few, so it was kind of an adventure.
Made news all over the industry, like, oh my gosh, this can actually be done. So, and you guys proved that it can be done.
And it was funny because they would have meetings with us and they say, well, who's here from your credit union for this meeting? And it'd be me. And it was really, you know, I do multiple jobs in a small credit union.
Yeah.
I'm the only marketing person. I'm the only IT person on staff.
Wow.
I'm also the CEO and run the finance side.
Right.
And so I would pull in people if they did accounting, I'd pull in the CFO or I'd pull in the lending manager for loans. So they would help me when necessary, but I had to go through all the classes and all the sessions and try to keep everything organized. I was also the training cruise director, you know, to make sure the people got to where they were supposed to be on time. And so I kind of took it all under my hat and told the board, I go, cancel everything else. We're converting indirectly.
Exactly. Oh my.
You've heard of indirect lending. Now it's indirect conversion.
Converting. Exactly. Oh my gosh. So I mean, I should back up the truck a little bit here. But what's the size of your credit union?
We're now up to 86 million.
Okay. Because I think people are interested. Like, okay, small credit union, small to mid-sized credit union. What does that mean these days? Because that number is always changing. So, you guys are under 100 million. Okay.
Yeah. We're in a small community. Our county only has 70,000. We merged with the last two credit unions merged together, mm-hmm. you know, 8 years ago, mm-hmm. and then we jokingly said we got married, and then we had our first baby 3 years ago. We made a branch, you know,
we made a branch,
and then now we're expecting. We're in the process now of building another one.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can Wells Fargo bailed on the city near us.
Oh, so you're taking over
and
that
one. The cities came and asked us to come and take their spot.
Really, it sounds like an adoption to me.
Kind of, except we had to fix it up, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, your stepchildren or adopted children.
I hear you. Okay.
It's not exactly what you planned for, but right. you got to love it anyways, mm-hmm. and you got to make it work.
Well, maybe one day you'll have twins, and you can open up two branches at the same time.
You know, I haven't done that. I keep saying that my bucket list keeps growing, because every time I think that I've finally done everything in credit unions over 30 years, then somebody comes up with new things, you know. Let's create a natural pandemic.
Oh.
Let's make something new.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that again.
I figure the next one will be, you know, we're near Roswell, so it'll be alien invasion.
There you go.
You know, convert during
That's
alien invasion.
Different.
That'll
That's
be the next one.
Yeah.
We'll be on Correlation, you know, Keystone 2.0 yeah. during the alien invasion.
And you guys will be right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle
oh,
of it.
Oh, yeah. Just like leading the way.
Oh, my gosh, Mark. What an adventure, for sure. Anything else to add? Any other final takeaways or advice for folks out there going through or about to go through a conversion that you could suggest?
The other thing is not only just get your staff involved, get your board involved. We gave reports to our board every month where we were at. You know, this is what we're doing. This is what's going on. This is the good one.
Mm-hmm.
We had all the staff involved at different points. You know, you start off with just the executives, then you move down to the management, and then you finally got all the staff involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, Correlation was really great. Their education team was fantastic, especially Samantha. She was wonderful. She came and bailed us out. Some of the other ones were out there. They were wonderful at getting us out and getting us, you know, here's the gameplay. You know, this is what's coming. Mm-hmm. This is what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and respect that and just kind of, you've got to dedicate resources to it in time.
Yeah. That transparency and that dedication, especially like what you guys went through, the remote kind. I'm not sure we'll be doing fully remote ones anymore, but just in case, it's there if you need it.
And we had some of our older staff that was just kind of like, they're not coming? Really? They're not coming?
I know.
They're going to just let us open up? I'm like, well, you got me. They're like, they're not coming?
Well, that was my first thought when the pandemic hit. I immediately thought,
they asked
how are they going to do conversions now? Oh,
they asked us if we wanted to change the date, but we were under the end of contract, so we had to convert.
Really?
And we did our dress rehearsal during Thanksgiving, and we did our conversion was between Christmas and New Year's.
Really?
We actually converted on New Year's Eve weekend.
Oh!
It was a four-day weekend, and we just closed down and opened up and opened on time.
Bringing in the New Year the right way.
Yay, Switch Think team.
Oh, Switch Think. Yeah, they
rocked
as well.
They were fantastic. Good. They got us up and running, everything on time.
Yeah.
So we were very happy and ecstatic that...
Yeah. You had a good team behind you, for sure.
Yeah, it was amazing because doing so many conversions, usually after 6 months, I had this long, long list.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it's like, okay, you got two or three things and pretty much done. And 6 months later, all the stuff during the conversion was already resolved.
Wow.
So it was fantastic.
Awesome.
It was amazing for me.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Alrighty, sir. Well, thank you so much. I mean, please don't go anywhere, because every time I talk to you, it's such an adventure. So, and I love it. I love it.
It's keeping me quiet. That's the hard part.
No, I love it. This is great stuff. And you keep it really real, which is what I like too. The authenticity is awesome. So.
I'm a little overly honest, so.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, it keeps me out of trouble most of the time.
All right, Mark, on that note, before you get into trouble.
Okay.
We're done, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Unless you have
much.
Anything else to add.
No. You did great, by the
way.
Well,
thank you.
Your show. I've watched several of your videos.
Okay,
really,
and you've been on my videos, so
I know.
Appreciate that as well.
I went and watched some other ones. I'm like, man, you got some cool people.
We do. We talked to a lot of cool people. So get that message out there. Ratings get better and better. So yeah,
excellent.
That's our mission. Alrighty, Mark, well, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again. Congrats again on a successful remote conversion and a successful talk in there as well. So good stuff.
Looking forward to adventure.
There he is, exactly. The adventurer himself, Mark Roddenberry from Estacado Credit Union in New Mexico. Well done.